You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
B-Mac, man, it's good to have you on. That Super Bowl, man, unbelievable performance by the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, people are now saying, all right, does this start the Eagles dynasty where they went to a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, lost it, they get back, this is a better team, we said that all week leading into it, and then they dominate the Kansas City Chiefs. Where are your thoughts right now on this Eagles team and what they have in place to remain the dominant team in the NFC?
My thoughts for the Eagles, outstanding season, 2024. I think this 2024 championship team is the best Eagles team I've ever seen from top to bottom in terms of balance. Now, moving forward, the future is extremely bright for the Philadelphia Eagles, and here's why. You look at their core pieces. Most of those guys are locked and loaded with the franchise moving forward when you look at their contractual agreement. You look at some of their key contributors on the defensive side. They're still in the midst of their rookie contracts. Howie Roseman has done an outstanding job, a masterful job, in number one, identifying talent, and number two, putting the people in positions to get the most out of that said talent. Look at, you know, all the Georgia draft picks they drafted. All of those guys have been stars for their team. Even without N'Kobe Dean in the lineup, they still found a way. You brought in Zach Bond on a one-year deal, $4 million, became one of the best inside linebackers in the league. Look at the draft picks they hit on. Cooper DeJean. You look at Quinyon Mitchell, Williams. These are guys that were homegrown players, and they've hit on them. So the success will follow that when you hit on your draft picks and you make key moves in free agency that also improves your team.
B, please help the haters understand that Pat Mahomes is not even 30 years old and that he's going to be in this league and the Chiefs are going to be back in this thing for a very, very long time.
Yeah, well, Pat Mahomes, he's not going anywhere. And I think the way they got dominated, Chris, I think it motivated Pat Mahomes instantly to get ready for 2025. Because one thing we know about Pat Mahomes, winning has been associated with him throughout his professional career, and that's what he expects to do. And he looks for extra motivation. And I think getting kicked in the mouth like they did this past Sunday is the motivation that he needs to be able to get back to this point once again next season. So they got beat up. It was surprising, but you can never count Kansas City out when you have number 15 in your lineup.
So what do you think about Kelce? I'm talking to folks, B, and they're all telling me he's probably done. And I'm like, okay, why would you walk away when you're still playing at a high level? I know he said on the podcast with his brother he's been playing all these games because they've been in the playoffs, what, 7 straight years? You know, he's playing these extra games, the extra wear and tear. I get it. But, again, you still are playing with that number 15, dude, and you still have a chance to get back here maybe another year for him, or do you think he walks away?
I think he walks away. Carl, when you watched him during the Super Bowl, he seemed like he was disinterested.
Yes.
The entire game.
Yep.
And let's keep it real. This season, he was below average compared to what we've seen from him in years past. It was almost like we were waiting for him to kind of get into football shape towards the end of the season where he can give us that outstanding postseason run that we've seen from him in years past. But he didn't really do that, not consistently. And then in the most important game, he was basically a body. It felt like he was disinterested in the ball game. And one thing we've seen from Travis Kelce, especially in Super Bowl moments, when things are not going right, he gets fired up. He gets animated. You remember a few Super Bowls ago where they got off to a slow start and he basically kind of knocked Andy Reid down because he was emotional? Things wasn't going right, and we kind of criticized him for just doing that. But he said, I got involved in the game. I wanted to get us fired up. Did we see that this past Sunday?
No,
we didn't. And that tells me two things, guys, Chris, Carl. Either he's disinterested or he's tired. He's fatigued. Because for him to have the significant postseason opportunities that he's had, that takes a toll on your body. It's a long, mentally, physically fatiguing process. And maybe, you know, he's pretty much tired of that, going through that, to devote the time and effort to get to be the type of player he's been when you look at his first ballot Hall of Fame career. So I think, man, I think he's trending towards walking away more so than playing one more year.
All right, B, the rumors are swirling. What are your boys in Pittsburgh doing at QB?
It's a wait-and-see process for all of us. What I would like to see us do, Chris, is let's keep Justin Fields. Let's keep Justin Fields. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like you can get him at a better deal financially than trying to retain Russell Wilson, who started the majority of the season, or trying to bring in a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Secondly, he's still only 25 years old. I mean, he has a high ceiling. The potential is there. You just need to work with him. And if you get Justin Fields for a nice deal financially, you still have money that you can allocate to other areas in your team to improve. And the last thing I'll say, you're talking about an offense that lacks playmakers. When you have Justin Fields in the lineup, he can become another playmaker for you with his athleticism and his ability to be a plus one in the running game. So that's what I would do. Of course, you know, we're hearing the rumblings about Aaron Rodgers maybe being associated with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I wouldn't want to see that move because you talked about Kirk Cousins before I got on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Kirk Cousins can't make anybody miss. Can't make anybody miss. Aaron Rodgers is the same way.
Yeah.
Can't make anybody miss. Can't buy time. And if you look at the NFL world right now, we're living in the quarterback world in the NFL where you need to have guys that can buy time and make people miss. The two quarterbacks that we watched last week in New Orleans can make people miss, can run with the football. That makes the offense better. Look at what Atlanta has now with Michael Penix. He can run if he needs to. So I want to stay away from that element if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, where you know your offensive line might not be as stout as you would like them to be when it comes to protecting the quarterback.
I don't think they should have went away from Justin Fields. I mean, here's the deal for me. And this offense was, to your point, we're talking about the Steelers. It's Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell. The offense was stagnant. Guys, you go back and look at their last five games, how they lost out. They were not scoring points. But I also felt like, this is just me, B, that decision was over the head of Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator. And I felt like he felt good with where Justin was and where they were going. And then all of a sudden he had to make the adjustment to try to change the offense a little bit with Wilson. I didn't think they should have went away from him. I agree with you. I think that's the smart play, and it's probably going to cost him less money. And let's be honest. He's not – what is he, 25?
25.
25? Come on.
Yes.
Crazy.
25. Justin Fields is 1 year older than Michael Penix Jr. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And has played more. So I'm with you. We're talking about all the things around the league, guys, and it's going to be an interesting offseason. By the way, Eagles had their parade today. I don't know if you saw any of that as they were celebrating this win. And, you know, every time I watch one of these parades, every year I'm like, when are we getting one? That's just me. I'm like, when are we getting one? You know, I want to experience that here in the A. And a lot of people think we're a long ways away. So let's talk about this Cousins thing. Is there any way he is the backup when the season rolls around here for the Falcons?
No. And I agree with you, you know, earlier in what you were saying that you don't think Kirk Cousins want to just be a backup. I agree with you. I think Kirk Cousins believes he still can be a starting quarterback in the National Football League, and that's what he wants. But Atlanta, they're moving on. Michael Penix is the guy. There's no quarterback competition. There's nothing to figure out. Getting ready for this season, Michael Penix is QB1. So in my opinion, the best thing for Atlanta to do is try to move Kirk Cousins. Because if you do that, you don't have to worry about any potential distractions or opinions about is there a quarterback controversy. You know, if something happens with Michael Penix, you know, has a bad ball game, should they go back to Kirk Cousins? No. And you don't. If you remove Kirk Cousins, you don't have to worry about that. Now Penix understands, bro, this is your job. And then hopefully you can try to get an extra pick or something like that if you're able to move Kirk Cousins. But I'm right there with you, Carl. I don't think Kirk Cousins is ready to sit here and settle in a QB2 position. He still wants to try to show he can be a starting quarterback. But that won't happen in Atlanta.
B, real quick before we let you go. If you were a player in that locker room, would it bother you what he did on NFL Network last week when he came out and said that he was injured when it was reported otherwise throughout the season? Or is that just business and that's not something that players concern themselves about?
Chris, it would bother me, but I'll say this. I highly doubt there were not a few guys in the locker room that was already aware of that. You know what I mean? And the thing about the National Football League, just the affiliation to the game, when you hurt, you still try to play. So I respect Kirk Cousins for fighting, right? You could never question his want to or his will. But if you were actually making hurting the team chances better than helping them, that's something that you got to do. So now you can't be selfish. You got to be selfless and say, you know what? I can't be at my best for the team to be at our best. So we need to maybe give me some extra time. But then think about this too, Chris Carl. Think about this from Kirk Cousins' side of things. If he was to say that, right, hypothetically speaking, when he got injured against New Orleans, if he was to say, you know what, I'm not healthy. I can't go right now. Okay, cool. We respect that. Penix, you're up. Penix goes into the game, the next game, and balls out, and they win. Do you think Kirk Cousins will probably get back in the saddle? Think about it.
Yeah. It's
right?
No, you're right. You're right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. That was when he got injured That was in the midst of that four-game losing streak, or was that the first game that got into that four-game losing streak?
First game, I believe. Yeah.
It was the first game.
Yeah.
So if he got injured, and let's say he tried to play the next game, or if he said, you know what, man, I can't go this week, and the young fella gets into the lineup, and the young fella balls out, and most importantly, they win, the city would have been buzzing. The city was already buzzing about Michael Penix when he wasn't even playing. So now the city is buzzing, and now you're in a difficult situation because when you are healthy, we don't know if you get back into the saddle.
It's a great point. D-Mac, man, appreciate you. Like we said, all season long, always love chopping it up with you. It's going to be an interesting offseason. Make sure you follow him, guys. Check him out, CBS NFL analyst. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Next up is the Combine here at the end of the month. D-Mac, we'll talk to you soon, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you for having me.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.